20-year career politician Tim Ryan admits he opposes term limits, there should be very few restrictions. By Jacob Bliss on June 27, 2022. 20-year career politician and Democrat Senate hopeful Representative Tim Ryan, said during a recent interview he does not support term limits and there should be very few restrictions. Despite polling showing a majority of voters say they want limits on members of Congress. Despite an overwhelming majority supporting term limits, when Ryan was asked about supporting it by WKBN's Desiree Goslin, he said, voters should be able to vote for who they want, and there should be very few restrictions on that. However, his Trump-backed Republican opponent, J.D. Vance, said he definitely supports term limits and is actually a signer of the term limits pledge. I think that one thing that happens in government is people get in there, and it turns into a career instead of an active public service, Vance added. Goslin noted a McLaughlin & Associates poll from 2018 showed that 82% of voters nationwide approve of a constitutional amendment that will place term limits on members of Congress. Additionally, another poll conducted by Scott Rasmussen on behalf of U.S. Term Limits, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to enacting term limits for elected officials at every level of government, found the same result in October 2021. The poll showed that 82% of voters nationwide agree with having a constitutional amendment that will place term limits on members of Congress. In response to Ryan opposing term limits, after being a career politician, Bernie Moreno, Ohio State Chair of U.S. Term Limits, told Breitbart News, Tim Ryan is the poster child for why we need term limits on members of Congress. He's been in Washington for 20 years, and the only thing he's delivered for the Mahoning Valley is record-high gas prices and record inflation, Moreno added. It's no surprise he opposes term limits, but that's okay because the people of Ohio are going to retire Tim Ryan this November. The two candidates will go head-to-head in November to fill the seat being vacated by retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman, Vance has a lead in the polls only months after the November election. A recent Suffolk University/USA Today poll with 500 likely Ohio voters found that 41.6% would vote for Vance, while a slightly less 39.4% said they would vote for Ryan. The poll also found that 2.2% would vote for someone else, and 16.8% are still undecided. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.